Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 and 7.
And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book."
Now, today's devotional reflection. As Christ followers, we are blessed to understand from Holy Scripture that Jesus has given us a glorious future. We can be accurate futurists when we correctly handle the word of truth. A futurist is a person who researches and makes forecasts about the future. Jacob was among the first futurists when he convened his sons to forecast the future lineages of Israel. The last many times we considered Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, Asher, and Naphtali. Today we will consider Joseph. Jacob begins by characterizing Joseph as a productive branch or vine. Some academics highlight that most of the metaphors in Jacob's prophecy are related to animals. This suggests a shift in metaphor, but with comparable implications. Jacob then defines Joseph's ability to defend himself from attacks. Joseph faced severe attacks during his lifetime. His brothers mocked him and eventually sold him into slavery. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him of attempted rape, leading to unjust imprisonment for years. And Pharaoh's cupbearer forgot about him and left him abandoned. Throughout all these experiences, Joseph persevered by relying on God to provide for him, and never once do we see him complaining, nor does Scripture record his sins. Jacob's forecast also appears to be looking ahead to a future time when the descendants of Joseph's two tribes will face attacks from Israel's adversaries. Jacob effectively made Joseph the forefather of two tribes by adopting his two eldest sons, creating a distinct tribe for each one. The tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim will produce many of the Old Testament's famous warriors and judges, including Gideon, Joshua, and Deborah. Rachel was Jacob's beloved wife, but Rachel could only conceive two natural children with Jacob, Joseph and Benjamin. Jacob holds his comments on those two sons for last. The prediction for Benjamin feels almost like an anticlimax. Jacob's imagery depicting a wolf who hunts accurately describes the Benjaminites. The tribe of Benjamin is associated with Ehud, the judge who graphically assassinated a Moabite king. In the book of Judges, a Benjaminite city is the site of an egregious atrocity leading to a civil war between Israel and Benjamin. You may remember Joseph saved the 12 sons of Jacob and their future tribes. Joseph is a beautiful portrait of Jesus, the Messiah who came to save all who will believe. Ask him today if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Only Jesus can give you a remarkable future. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.